Eagles fans, I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're going to analyze Sunday's win over the Packers and look ahead to the big showdown against the Washington Redskins. But first and foremost, I have to introduce our guest panel for this week. We have Jeff Mosher from Comcast Sportsnet here in Philadelphia, and Tim McManus from the Philadelphia Magazine blog, Birds 24/7. Both gentlemen do a phenomenal job covering the team. That's why I wanted to bring him on today. So first, we're going to look back to Sunday's win over the Packers. And Jeff, you'll kick things off. What is your biggest takeaway from the Eagles' win on the road?
Wow. You know, first, I mean, obviously, Nick Foles was, you wanted to see how he would respond to having 7 touchdowns in a game against Oakland. And then he goes and throws 3, high pass rating, over 140, got the job. And this was a game where there was some adversity. It wasn't smooth sailing like Oakland, and I thought he handled the offense really well. And on the other side, just a great effort by the defensive line and the defense in general against a red-hot running back who was doing so well. I think he held Eddie Lacy, was the leading rusher in the NFL since week 3, and they just had a great collaborative effort with it, especially with all the reserves.
Tim, what about for you?
I mean, the defense is continuing to impress. I wasn't expecting anything close to this, to be totally honest with you. And for 6 straight weeks, they've gone above expectations. So I think that's a big credit to Billy Davis. And then I also look at the final drive of that game. That was kind of like a
fantastic
man's drive, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was one where almost the exact opposite of what we saw in San Diego, where they were going too quick. And I think maybe that was a lesson learned to a certain extent, where here they take their foot off the accelerator. They just rely on LeSean McCoy and that offensive line to milk the clock out. And if you can take away essentially a half a quarter in one drive to ice a victory, that's very important as a football team.
All right, gentlemen. So the last 2 weeks, Nick Foles, 10 touchdowns, no interceptions, but Chip Kelly is not making him the definitive starter for this team. Jeff, is there a certain strategy that Chip Kelly is using, maybe using as motivation, kind of keep the carrot dangling in front of Nick?
Only to the media is he dangling the carrot. Look, Nick Foles is the starter. I don't think anybody at this point, no matter how many word games Chip Kelly plays with the media, Nick Foles is your starter. He should be. He's proved it. I think the big thing with Nick, Chris, and Tim, you know, is that you don't know if a guy is a Super Bowl or a playoff quarterback until he gets there. There's a story that's got to be told about Nick Foles. You got to crawl before you walk, though. And the one thing we know about Nick is he can lead this offense, he can score a lot of points, and he's the right guy for the job. And he's staying healthy, and he's doing everything that's being asked to him and more. You go look around teams like Jacksonville, you go look at Oakland with Terrell Pryor, go look at the Minnesota Vikings who have 3 guys in and out. They all have question marks at quarterback, and every time they put someone in, there's still more question marks. There's no more question marks about Nick Foles. Can he win regular season games? Absolutely. Can he play high level? Absolutely. The people who worry about whether he's got it made for a championship, Tim, that's got to be like, what's get there when he gets there? You know, I mean, you don't answer that right now.
Exactly. And making declarative statements like that, you only do that when you have to. I think that the former coach learned that. And, you know, Kelly early on, it was the same reason why he didn't go straight with Michael Vick at certain times, because, all right, well, what if Vick's not available? You know, then what are they going to think of Foles? Or what kind of message is that going to send to Nick Foles? And so you have to choose your wording carefully. But the bottom line is it's not affecting adversely the team. Right? They're going out and they're winning and they're producing. And so if there was some kind of trouble internally, some confusion as to who the leader was and you really needed to kind of right the ship in one direction, then that's one thing. But it's working right now. Vic's got a hamstring. So just ride Foles week to week until he needs to make that declarative statement.
All right, fellas, Sunday, NFC East showdown between the Eagles and the Redskins. Jeff, Eagles have lost 10 straight at home. Biggest home losing streak in franchise history. What has to change? What gives? Why can't the Eagles get a win in their home building?
I think the owner said it best. I mean, he said, we'll win at home when we're good enough to win at home. And, you know, last year they were a terrible team. Starting off this year, they were a terrible team, especially on defense. Well, now the defense is the strongest part of the team. I think they are most equipped now to finally break that streak and win a home game. I don't think there's any mojo. I don't think there's any magic tricks. You just have to be good. And right now the Eagles have shown they're pretty good.
Tim, is it time? Will this be the week? Are you going to go out on a limb and declare that this is the week?
Yeah, I don't know. How can you say it with that much confidence if they haven't done it since they retired B-Dog's number last year? I mean, it's been a long time. And certainly, you would like for that to change for the Eagles fans. I mean, you see the 5-1 record on the road, and you'd like to give them a little something to enjoy at home. And I think the home field advantage starts coming back when the defense starts to play well. I mean, that really goes hand in hand, especially in this town, right? The defense is going crazy, then the town's going to be going crazy. And so if those two things come together on Sunday, then I think you might get your wish.
Tim, Jeff, outstanding analysis. Thank you very much for joining us here in our Cover 2 segment on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.